Maseches Brachos, we learn Chassidim Arishonim, Hayu Shoen Sha'achas Kodem HaTfilah. They would take an hour to prepare for Tfilah. They would also take an hour to reflect on Tfilah. Shoen Sha'achas Achar Tfilah. We had the zchus of communally being involved in a tremendous mitzvah. And it behooves us to take time. This is only maybe the beginning of a reflection on the mitzvah that we had the zchus of participating in. What a zchus it is. What a zchus it was. What a zchus it is. A zchus to see people who traveled many, many miles, Eden of all stripes, to support Achenu Kobeis Yisrael Hanesunim Batzar. A zchus to see truly old men and old women pushing walkers, using canes, not wanting to miss the chance to be at one more rally because Am Yisrael needs them. A zchus to stand with more than 200,000 Yidden united by a common goal. We had the zchus to be there. When Klal Yisrael called us, we showed up. And yet, it can feel somewhat strange to travel down to Washington, D.C. just to be another head for a head count. If you think about it, the headline would have been exactly the same if I wouldn't have gone. 290,000 people came to Washington, D.C. I don't think I changed it one iota. Sometimes thoughts in Torah are triggered by mitzvos. Sometimes Torah leads us to mitzvos, sometimes mitzvos lead us to Torah. The Gemara in the beginning of the fourth pack of Brachos, Chisaron lo yuchal imanos. Pasuk in Koelas. Something which is lacking can never be counted. Says the Gemara, that is someone whose friends have joined together for a dvar mitzvah, and he wasn't counted among them. When I learned the Gemara, it occurred to me that it's a little strange. If there's a mitzvah to be done, so of course it was chaval that he missed out on the mitzvah. I think perhaps the Gemara is most pertinent, most relevant to a situation like ours. A mitzvah which only exists in the numbers. Only exists when Klal Yisrael comes together. Every one of us could exempt ourselves, saying, what's another head? But if every one of us does that, there'll be no mitzvah. Chisaron lo yuchal imanos. Ashrei shezachinu, to have a chelek among those who are nimna l'dvar mitzvah, to be among those who are counted in this mitzvah. In fact, this is not a principle that's only applicable in today's context. It's something which is applicable in many, many contexts. All rallies, voting on a yearly basis, are clear applications of this. No election is won by virtue of one vote. But politicians do take an interest, obviously, in patterns. Chisaron lo yuchal imanos. If collectively we join together, we have tremendous power. And politicians and policies do matter. Eretz Yisrael needs our help. And all of us, in our own ways, have tried to contribute financially as well. No one in the entire Jewish community, not the biggest gvir that you've heard of, can offer $14 billion in aid. None of us can deflect waves of international criticism or veto UN resolutions. For that, we need the US government. It's not a new thing. Our history in this country shows us the power of such rallies. Natan Sharansky spoke powerfully yesterday on this topic. His own freedom is due to the rallies that people your age, people in this yeshiva, I don't think they still have it in Mus, but they used to have in Mus signs from the student struggle for Soviet Jewry. Even when I was here, obviously years after, not that old, years after Soviet Union fell. But my parents went down in 1987, a newly married couple, to Washington, D.C., to rally once more to bring down the Soviet Union. They, al derech hateva, their participation, not the two of them alone, but Klal Yisrael's participation, Klal Yisrael's Mesiras Nefesh, changed the world. We have a Masorah like this. The Ramban, Parashat Vayishlach, analyzes the story of Yaakov Avinu and explains that he's not the first to do this. The Medrash teaches us that the actions of Yaakov Avinu in dealing with Esav create a model from which Chazal would perennially borrow. What did Yaakov do? Of course he prepared for war, and of course he davened. But there was a third thing he did. Yaakov sent presents. The Ramban says that Chazal would, every year when they went to Rome to intercede with authorities, they would review this parsha. The model of tefillah has its place. The model of Muhammad has its place. But there's a third task, one that falls and fell and continues to fall to our community. The task of Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanov, to send messengers with presents. In American politics, that's interpreted in human effort towards votes, showing support as a community. The Ramban explains in every generation, Chazal looked to that parsha as a paradigm of how we intercede. In a more recent era, the Rav wrote very powerfully on this topic in a drasha called Doldi Dofik, published in 1960. He says things that could mamish have been said about the current era. For those who, after the drasha, want to see, it's a sefer in the front of the Divrei Hagos V'Aracha, page 48 and 49. Says the Rav, Ha'ashkacha menase otanu shuv pam b'mashber ha'over al Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us once again in the crisis which is passing over Eretz Yisrael. Min haroi likboa kan begaloi. It is appropriate to say clearly, Ein hadavar nogea la'atida ha'politi shel ha'aretz bilvad. The crisis does not affect the Jewish state alone. Mizimos ha'aravim. The plans, the etzos, those that we daven and Avinu Malkinu to stop, the plans of the Arabs, enan mechuvanot, rak la'atzmutam dinit. They don't only attack the state, the political entity, ela klape etzem kiyumo shal yishuv b'chlal. Their intentions, their evil plans, are against the entire yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Their aspiration, their sick aspiration, is to destroy Chalila, as a yishuv meish varisha, to destroy the Jewish community from man to woman, me'olel v'adyonek, every child. Says the Rav, what is it we should do then? What should we do? Ein safek, that we should be pained by the pain of our brothers, karaoi, as appropriate. And we should be meirim tzaaka v'harashnu alamos. We should raise our voices and make loud noise in the world. What? That the president yachriz hatcha'at mecha'a harifa hamluve b'masim. The president should announce a warning call, a warning shot against those who are our enemies, and it should be carried along with masim. Our job, as American Jews, says the Rav, is we don't have the chelek to fight the war. Our job is leharish, to make noise, to make a little rash. That's our masorah. Yesterday was difficult. It asked many concessions or shifts in our Avodas Hashem. Shifts, not concessions. I have never davened a quicker ma'ariv. We missed Starim, to say the least. We said many fewer Tillim. We said many fewer Avinu Malkeinus. We davened at a very unusual time. And many, many other things. It's a point for reflection. Mitzvos are not inherently holy. Mitzvos are holy as part of Avodas Hashem. If Avodas Hashem demands action, then our tefillah schedule will change. Osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Talmud Torah is nidcha for a mitzvah she'i afshal lasos ha-yadei acherim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tilim, wants our learning, when it's in the context of Avodas Hashem. But if the right thing to do is to be at a rally, if the right thing to do is to be in Aza, then our Avodas Hashem shifts. And I want to take a second to reflect on the zchus, on several elements of this zchus. We have a close friend, an avreich in the yeshiva, who's Baruch Hashem has many family responsibilities. My wife delivered a meal to his wife yesterday. It just had a baby. And she found out that the avreich was down in Washington, D.C. So she said, how can it be? I mean, you're just had a baby very recently. I'm not going to give details. How could you send your husband all the way to Washington, D.C.? She said, simple. My wife and the wife have a third friend who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who was just delivering a meal the night before to her friend, who hasn't seen her husband because he's been called up maybe once, maybe twice in the past month. This woman figured, to her eminent credit, that if this woman in Eretz Yisrael can send her husband away for a month and a week, for 5 weeks now, she can let her husband go to D.C. The Chayalim, really every Yid in Eretz Yisrael, are doing so much, expressing such Mesiras Nefesh. Our job is to be ready to do whatever is asked of us. It's important to give a shkoyach and take a shkoyach. I would like to offer a shkoyach. I believe, b'siyata d'shmaya, that there are many, many tolos, many benefits of the trek that you guys put in. I think on the most basic level, I think, you know, there are clear indications that it was very successful on the most basic level in the realm of American politics and policy. They're already planning a similar rally in Britain. But there are other tolos. The Yidden, as we described in Eretz Yisrael, are expressing such tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Most Jews in Israel are aware that the distance between New York and Washington, D.C. is a long way. They're aware that Tuesday is a work day. It was a tremendous chizuk to see so many Jews show up in Washington, D.C. Raglayim Ladavar. For the first time in 40 days, I believe, Times of Israel carried a story above the live news feed. What was that story? That 290 Yidden came to Washington, D.C. There's another Toelos. We had a special chance to come together with people in Am Yisrael who we typically don't meet and with whom we have profound disagreements. And in this moment, we came together. It gave us a chance to see the godless HaNefesh within every Jew. People who nebuch don't know Shabbos, don't know Kashas. But they know that when Klal Yisrael is attacked, you drop everything, work, family obligations, to travel no matter how far, no matter how uncomfortable the trip is, to show that you care, to be there for Klal Yisrael. I hope to hold on to that appreciation of that Galus HaNefesh. I hope that they saw also that we share that commitment. Halavai. As we were leaving the rally, there's a line of like 100 Bnei Yeshiva, easily, you know, one of these groups, you know, I was in the group, 100 of us walking by, Plian Har. We passed by a woman and her 10-year-old son. Neither of them were visibly religious. She read our sweatshirts and she said, "Wow, so many boys from yeshiva." The Olam Vod, that's her association with the Olam HaYeshivas. It's worthwhile, as we work through the next days and weeks, to think how we can expand on this connection. How we can take this moment, this achdus, and let it flourish and grow. It occurred to me to reach out just to one organization that was there and say thank you for having our backs. Maybe that's a worthwhile way to spend our time the next couple of days. I went due to the youngest of Woodmere, not because we don't have a car to tow, but not the same to Alice. I want to end with two notes of a car to tow. First is on my behalf, and the second we'll get to in a second. Personally, I was incredibly inspired by you. It was amazingly meaningful to go together with my yeshiva. La'olam vaed, I will think of this Makom Torah as a place which sent 44 buses. When Klal Yisrael needed buses, we sent 44 buses. I want to end with a Hakar Satov to the people who made that possible. I speak now as a shliach. Several people were looking for a way, a means to express this from the Beis HaMedrash. We should all try to do it on an individual level, but let me be among them and say on behalf of many of us here, I think all of us here, I just haven't yet spoken to everyone today, Hakar Satov, to the people involved. There were people who, I think they say over $100,000 was laid out just to get us down there. They thought of details, including even that we should have a metro card to get there on time. They arranged that there should be a spare bus. So if a bus would break down, the kids would also get there. They ensured that we all got there and got back, which was not a davar pashut, especially if you're not great at directions. They took care of every detail. And thank you. I don't even know all the people, but I tried to find out at least some. One is an old classmate, so I'll start with him. On the OSL team, Dr. Jonathan Schwab and Mrs. Stephanie Sugarman. From the Herrenstein Sachs Center, Dr. Erica Brown and Mrs. Aliza Abrams Koenig. The events team, headed by Mrs. Aliza Berenholz, Mrs. Rachel Stern. In each of these places, there are more people. I'm just naming maybe two in each one. The Dean of Students, Dr. Sarah Asher, the security team, V'chein Hala. As we reflect as a Beis Medrash, on the mitzvah, the most basic responsibility and the most basic opportunity is to acknowledge those people who made this mitzvah possible. Thank you very, very much.